peace naturally follows order. And when we're out of order, when we're trying to juggle everything or skipping steps or moving before something's complete, confusion fills the gaps that order was meant to hold. Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith. If your brain feels like a browser with 47 tabs open, you're not alone. Most of us live in a constant pull of responsibilities and distractions, and we're juggling way too many things, trying to keep up with all the demands of life and wondering why we never really feel caught up. And lately, I've been really sitting with that because I've been reading through Genesis and something about how God created the world really stood out to me. He didn't do everything at once. He did one thing, finished it, called it good, and then moved on to the next. And that simple rhythm really stopped me because I realized I don't live like that. I want to, I try to, but most of the time I'm halfway through five different things at once, wondering why none of them feel complete. So in this episode, I just want to talk about that, about how God is a God of order, and learning how to follow his rhythm, even in the middle of the mess and chaos, might actually be what brings our peace back. Okay, if you look at Genesis 1, it's so clear. God created the world in sequence. Light first, then sky, then the land, then the plants, then the animals, the people, etc. There's structure there. There's intention. There's order. Each day had a purpose, and each purpose had a finish. And when he completed something, he didn't just keep tweaking it or second-guessing it. He looked and said, it was good. That line hits differently when you're someone who overthinks everything and just never feels done. It makes me think, maybe what we call chaos isn't just a symptom of being busy. Maybe it's a sign that we've stepped out of God's design, because he's not scattered, he's steady. And when I look at how he builds, it's so intentional. There's no panic, there's no rushing to catch up. It's peace inside progress. There's that verse in 1 Corinthians 14:33 that says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." And I've always read that as confusion doesn't come from God. But when you look at his nature, I think it's deeper than that. Maybe the reason God isn't God of confusion is because he's a God of order. How could there be confusion when everything he does is in the right sequence at the right time for the right reason? Peace naturally follows order. And when we're out of order, when we're trying to juggle everything or skipping steps or moving before something's complete, confusion fills the gaps that order was meant to hold. That's been convicting for me because so often I ask for God's peace, but I don't slow down long enough to bring things into order. And he can't bless chaos. He blesses stewardship. When things are out of order, you can feel it. It shows up in your anxiety, in your inability to rest, and the way you second-guess decisions and jump from one task to the next. You can work all day and still feel behind when your life is out of rhythm. And I don't say that like I figured it out. I'm very much walking through this too, but I'm learning that disorder drains us because it goes against the way we were created to function. We were made in the image of God who finishes what he starts, a God who calls things good and then moves forward. And the more I try to live that way, to actually finish one thing before moving to the next, the more peace I feel. It's like order creates space for peace to breathe again. Here's the thing about living without order. It doesn't just make you busy. It multiplies unfinished things. And those unfinished things start stacking up until one day you look around and realize you're drowning in half-built projects, half-written ideas, half-organized systems. And then you tell yourself, there's just too much to do. But the truth is, it's not that there's too much to do. It's that too much was started and never finished. If you had just finished the first thing in the first place before moving on to the next, you wouldn't be in the position you're in now. And I say that with so much grace because I see it myself all the time. It's not that I don't have the ability to do all these things. It's that I try to do them all out of order. And when you build out of order, overwhelm becomes inevitable. It's like spiritual or creative clutter. All of these half-done things pulling at your focus, reminding you of what's incomplete. And it's an awful feeling. And that's not how God designed us to build. He builds with completion. He finishes one thing, calls it good, and then moves on. So the next time you start something new, I want you to pause and ask yourself, Have I finished what came before this? Because peace doesn't come from doing more. It comes from doing things in order to completion. Okay, so how do we actually do this practically? Step one, identify what's out of order. Ask, where do I feel the most confusion or pressure right now? That's usually where something's misaligned. Step two, bring focus to one thing. Instead of asking, what else? Start asking, what now? God didn't say, let there be everything. He said, let there be light. One focus, one completion. Step three, finish before you move on. Completion creates momentum. Perfection stalls it. Even if it's small, finish what's in front of you. Call it good, then move to the next. Step four, protect your peace with structure. Order isn't control, it's clarity. It creates rhythms and boundaries that make room for excellence. When I actually set those things in place, when I stop multitasking and start finishing, I notice my creativity comes back and my peace comes back. So yeah, God's order isn't restrictive, it's freeing. It's what allows things to grow in the right time, the right place, and the right way. So if you've been feeling scattered or overwhelmed, maybe this is your reminder, you don't need to do everything right now. You just need to bring what's in front of you into order. And maybe ask God, what in my life needs to be brought back into alignment? Then take one small step to finish what you've already started, because that's what he modeled for us. And maybe that's why the world he created was so peaceful. Everything was in order. This week, that's what I'm praying for. Not more energy or ideas, but order, because peace follows order, and order is how we finish well.